Dr. Kavita Juneja is an endocrinologist who will be providing services for Hopkins County Memorial Hospital. Dr. Juneja will be doing most of her work by means of telemedicine. She will be a part of the new multi-specialty clinic of Sulphur Springs located at 107 Medical Circle. I talked with Dr. Juneja Monday morning.
Actually, I live in Austin. I've been working in Austin, practicing there for the last 5 years. So this is a big transition.
And you'll have a weekly presence here. What will your schedule be?
So currently we have a plan 2 half-days a week, Monday morning and Tuesday morning.
All right. Tell us about endocrinology. What's that all about?
Sure. So endocrinology is the disorder of the hormone-secreting glands in the body. The number one disease that we're all familiar with is diabetes. Our
yes.
body normally secretes insulin, and that's a hormone that controls our sugar levels. So the population's prevalence of diabetes in this area, from my understanding, is actually quite high. So access to an endocrinologist would definitely be beneficial. Another major condition that's in the realm of endocrinology is thyroid disease. Hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism, thyroid nodules, thyroid cancer. Also very common in the general population. Other areas that fall into endocrinology that are very common are osteoporosis, hypogonadism, low testosterone, and adrenal issues are not terribly common, but they do occur, and they fall under the endocrinology realm, as well as calcium disorders, vitamin D disorders, etc.
Do you figure you will spend most of your time on diabetes cases, or does that the way it works, or do you get involved in, I know you're involved in all of those.
Sure. Generally, most endocrine practices are going to be about 50% diabetes, because that's just the need for the population. We have, as a country, we have a very high rate of diabetes, almost 29 million people with type 2, or diabetes in total. So generally, general endocrinologists are going to have a focus on diabetes regardless, because that's what the population demands in a sense.
Now, many people have this from birth, but are we seeing more of this onset that happens because in a lot of cases maybe because of weight gain or something like that?
We're definitely seeing an increase in the prevalence of adolescent insulin resistance. So if you think about diabetes, it doesn't just happen overnight. Like you're referring to, there's usually something like obesity that is generating the process. So you start off with insulin resistance, where the insulin in the body just doesn't work that well. Then it goes on to prediabetes, and then it goes on to diabetes. And this, of course, is type 2 diabetes we're talking about. And we're seeing a huge increase in the rate of insulin resistance occurring in adolescents. And the increase in diabetes as a whole in the population is, it's a bit worrisome, and it's a big issue we've got to tackle along with obesity. So
I guess your job is you meet with a patient and then determine a problem and a course of action or a treatment plan.
Exactly. And I like to see, in particular with diabetes, that we have a large view on what's going on, that we're focusing on well-being into the future, because diabetes acts slowly. It harms people slowly. So it's about secondary prevention in many ways. So yes, we want to get the sugars corrected now. We'll assess, we'll treat. There's a lot of very new and interesting drugs on the market that are very effective at treating diabetes. And with the reminder that the long-term focus is prevention of complications and an overall healthier lifestyle.
It sounds like you may be using some telemedicine also. Have you ever done that before?
No. So I'm going to pretty much be all telemedicine. I'm doing the first clinic in person, but I'm going to be located in Austin. So this is going to be a telemedicine practice. A lot of the technology in the realm of diabetes is very compatible with telemedicine. We can set up software to download the meters, so I can easily see people's sugars through the computer. Even patients on insulin pumps, where they have a continuous infusion of insulin, we can download their information onto a computer, and I can review it, so I don't actually have to sit there and press buttons on somebody's insulin pump. So I think diabetes is very well suited for the new technology, the world of telemedicine, because so much of it is about data. And data you can certainly transmit over a computer without a problem. I think the most important thing of this is getting access to specialists to where they are needed. There's not very many endocrinologists in the U.S. So I think if we can use the technology to make endocrine care accessible. It's a great benefit. Well, I hope so. Mm-hmm. It gives a personal sort of fulfillment as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
KSST News.